Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. It's primary day in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia officials say they're ready to protect voters, and they're hoping for better turnout than the last few district attorney primaries. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports.
4 years ago, only about a quarter of Philadelphia Democrats showed up for the primary. Commissioner Omar Sabir would like to boost that percentage.
People calling this an off-year election. I call this an on-year election. I say every election is on-year, and every 6 months we need to hear from you.
If mail-in ballots are any indication, interest is high in this election. More than 40,000 have been returned out of 73,000 requested. If you haven't returned yours yet, the commissioners urge you not to mail it, but to take it to one of the two dozen drop boxes around the city. Only ballots received by 8 p.m. Election Day can be counted. First Assistant District Attorney Bob Listenby says in-person voters should have no fear.
We'll be doing what is done for the last several decades, which is protecting the election and the integrity of elections here in Philadelphia.
Listenby says if you have concerns about anything you see or hear, call the Election Task Force at 215-686-9641. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A medical helicopter made an emergency landing in front of a home in White Marsh Township Monday night. As KYW's Sonny Morgan explains, the crew on board walked off unharmed.
We got very lucky tonight. It's a miracle.
That's Chief Christopher Ward of the White Marsh Township Police, who says the PennStar medical helicopter landed just before 7:45 p.m. Monday on the 6,000 block of Musket Road.
The helicopter was traveling from Philadelphia, returning to its base at Wingsfield. There were no patients on board. There was a crew of three. All three crew members walked from the aircraft.
Ward says the crew members were taken to the hospital to get checked out. Francis Ford, who lives on the block, was about to grab dinner when the helicopter landed. He says he jumped out of his car to help those on board.
I mean, it's pretty crazy because I'm a student pilot myself, so seeing that definitely makes me a little bit nervous. But also, the whole time I was thinking, I really hope everyone's okay, and the pilots did a great job.
Officials say if you live in the area and find debris that may be a part of the helicopter, do not touch it and call 911 immediately. Chief Ward says the cause is still unknown as the FAA takes over the investigation. Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
10 women and 2 men were selected Monday as jurors in the case against a former Philadelphia police officer charged with third-degree murder. This was the shooting death of a man 2 years ago in the city's Fairhill neighborhood. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson is following the case.
As Mark Dial's former partner took the stand, prosecutors showed both the body-worn camera footage and home surveillance tape of what happened on August 14th of 2023. The body camera footage from Dial shows the chaos of what happened when they first encountered Eddie Irizarry. In 6 seconds, Dial shoots the 27-year-old 6 times. Dial silently sobbed next to his attorneys as the video played. His former partner told jurors they saw a car driving erratically and speeding, sharply turning onto small streets seemingly to elude police, and then driving the wrong way on East Willard Street and abruptly parking. He told jurors he saw a knife on the side of the man's right leg and said that to Dial, but later during cross-examination added that he also heard himself on tape saying gun. On the body camera footage, the pair is seen pulling Irizarry bloodied body from the car and then racing him to the hospital, where he then died. On the home surveillance camera video, Dial can be heard yelling at Irizarry to show his hands. Prosecutors say Dial had no regard for human life when he fired his service weapon. The defense says Irizarry was a threat with 2 knives in the car, one of which looked like a gun, and they say the law is on their side. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's day two of public hearings for SEPTA's doomsday budget. Riders told the transit agency yesterday its proposed service cuts will be at best inconvenience for riders and at worst endanger public health. KYW's Mike DiNardo was there.
Without more state funding to fill a $213 million deficit, SEPTA says it'll have to slash service by 45%, eliminating 50 bus routes and cutting service on 5 regional rail lines. Judy Shockey of the Main Line testified at Monday's public hearing that people who have the option will choose their cars.
Bus access into Center City is basically going to be cut too, which will leave an inordinate number of people with no way to get into Center City except to drive.
Lauren Montgomery testified that many hospital workers won't be able to get to their jobs.
Our patients are scared. They talk to us, they ask us what they're going to do Will their families be able to come to them? Are they going to miss appointments?
The governor's budget proposes more for mass transit. While he's optimistic a funding solution can be reached, interim SEPTA GM Scott Sauer said the legislature is dealing with a statewide shortfall.
I think that they're looking for a way to solve a problem that's even bigger than transit.
At SEPTA headquarters, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, you can get 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Contact your local Honda dealer today. Offers applicable only to well-qualified buyers.